Well, it's time to detox. Ayurveda, the holistic healing science, is not limited to disease cure and can contribute significantly to a person's healthy lifestyle and overall wellness. The Malayalam month Karkidakam, monsoon season, is ideal for Ayurvedic remedies. It's the time when monsoon rains keep the atmosphere cool. All pores in human body will open and the therapies prove most effective during this period. Dr. K. Murali, son of Vaidyabhushanam Raghavan Thirumalpad and the former superintendent of Government Ayurveda College, Tripunithura, Kerala, sheds light on the importance of monsoon treatment, Karkidaka Chikitsa, and the common remedies prescribed to free the body of accumulated toxins. He also explains when one has to undergo the popular Panchakarma treatment in an interview to the Ayurveda and Health Tourism magazine. Q. Why this season is so important for Ayurvedic therapies. And, in olden days, households relied on Ayurvedic treatments during monsoon, when rapid climate change and downpour resulted in deadly diseases and epidemics. While the rich opted for Pisachalardara, medicated oil massaging therapy for rejuvenating the body, the poor used to take in commonly available herbal supplements and apply oil on their bodies. Time has changed a lot, but the practice is still followed vehemently. Ayurvedic experts too fully agree Karkidaka is the ideal period for rejuvenation treatments and therapies to purify the body and the mind. After all, people are too busy with their work for most part of the year, and taking a little time off their hectic schedule for some self-care with focus on the body will only do them a world of good. But for any Ayurvedic treatment to have the desired effect, it's important to strictly adhere to a healthy diet, daily regimen and seasonal regimen. The same applies to Karkidaka Chikitsa too. Q. What are the usual wellness treatments prescribed during this period? And, the common procedures revolve around two methods, Shamanam, pacification, and Shadhanam, detoxification. The former involves cost-effective treatments but the desired results could be obtained only over a period of time. For example, Abhyanga, oil massage. Shadhana Chikitsa is resorted to when the illness is serious, cannot be treated with usual methods and recurring in nature. Therapeutic procedures like Panchakarma should be administered / monitored only by Ayurvedic experts after understanding the specific nature of individuals. The procedures are costly, complicated and aimed at cleaning the body of toxic materials. Q. Panchakarma is often availed during this season? How is it helping in mind-body detoxification? And, Panchakarma is only one of the procedures of the seasonal treatments. It's highly individualized based on factors like your Vedic constitutional type, doshic imbalance, digestive strength, immune status and the like. Hence it should be done only on the advice of a qualified Ayurvedic physician. Pancha means five and karma refers to actions or treatments. It includes colon. A. Vamana, therapeutic hemesis, under the Samshadana method, bio-cleaning method. The dashus are brought to a mashaya from all over the body by the specific procedures and then eliminated out by inducing emesis. B. Virachana, therapeutic purgation. Purgation is induced by drugs and it specifically aims at the elimination of excessive pitta dosa from the body. C. Basti, enema. It is advocated in the diseases of Vitta. The type of basti where decoction is the major part is called kashaya basti and that which uses oil or other sneha, oleaginous substance, is called sneha vasti. D. Nasayam, administration of medicinal drugs through nasal cavity. E. Raktamoksha, entails the refinement of blood by eliminating toxins through the gastrointestinal tract. However, there are certain purvakarma, preparatory measures, procedures like snehana, administration of medicated ghee or oil in large quantities, and svadhana, sweating therapy, before starting the main treatment. Ends.